Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, February the 23rd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly on my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. So, my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Right, so now onto the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start by discussing how apparent it is that Trump has signed on for increased deficits to eternity. Needless to say, another major U-turn, which has only become apparent little by little in the last 9 months. But I spend a lot of time talking on the show about how deficits and deficit spending is highly destructive to economic growth. You see, as the debt level rises, it consumes more capital by diverting it from productive investments into debt service. So it's not a very complicated concept to master, but I do talk about it a lot, and I will be discussing it again at the start of today's show. Then I will be talking about how, in my opinion, the Federal Reserve has done far more self-inflicted harm to long-term US interests than anything that Russia has been accused of, let alone proven to have done. It's really just another pointer as to the nature of how they are ganging up against Trump. Horrendously unpleasant, but does need to be addressed, and I'll do it. I'll give you the skinny. Nobody in politics today is really capable of speaking articulately about the need for less public borrowing. You know, as I just said, public borrowing crowds out private borrowing, and I have a few more words to say about that, and so that's going to be my next topic for discussion. I've mentioned how anti-intellectualism in America is rife and preponderant and has been pretty much probably since the beginning of the Republic. It's the dismissal of science, the arts and humanities, and their replacement by entertainment, constant entertainment, self-righteousness, ignorance, deliberate gullibility. Very, very nasty. I talked about it a little in my end of year summary, and I've got quite a lot to say about that today. I think and hope you will find it interesting. One very quick comment to make about the Florida school incident. And then I will finish with a comment about the deep state's obsessive focus on Russian meddling. The subject is much, much more pervasive and important than I think people realize. I found myself having a lot to talk about, so I'm going to basically expound a little more on that. So hopefully, I will talk about, by the way, I'll be also talking about a new book out called Dangerous Bullshit by Philip Kitcher, K-I-T-C-H-E-R. He argues that it's always morally wrong to believe something on the basis of insufficient evidence. He gives lots of examples. I haven't read the book, but I have read very good things about it, and I've heard good things about it. So I'm going to rise to the occasion and give it to my listeners as a recommended reading. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, that's it, and I wish you a wonderful weekend ahead. I will be back. This is Richard Martin, next Monday, with another edition of the shortened version of the Wake Up Call. So, until then, take care.